East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Etiquini Mayor Cyril Tlaba says Durban is entering the festive season with stable water services for the first time in 5 years. He says they've put the disruptions that were caused by flood-damaged infrastructure behind them. Tlaba launched the city's festive season state of readiness on the beachfront today. He's promised uninterrupted water supply this summer. The mayor says all 23 bathing beaches are also open and safe as major infrastructure upgrades are now complete.
Since the 2022 floods, we have worked diligently to repair and upgrade sewer infrastructure, particularly systems affecting our coastline. We continue to monitor beach quality through weekly testing, and we are confident that this progress puts us firmly on the path towards achieving a blue flag status.
At the same time, the boil water alert for Amanzimtoti's Athlone Park has been lifted. It was issued over the weekend and also affected Galleria Mall, Arbor Crossing and Kingsway Hospital. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Etiquini Municipality says the alert was triggered by test results which showed the water quality did not meet acceptable standards. It says it immediately investigated and found that the Athlone Park water supply zone was affected and worked to fix the problem. The city says its latest test results show that the water is now safe to drink. Officials have assured residents that the metro's potable water is monitored regularly and tested to ensure it complies with national drinking water standards. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
At the Matlanga Commission, Commissioner Sesi Baloyi has challenged Police Minister Senzo Mqunu's explanation that the Political Killings Task Team was disbanded because members would be integrated into the murder and robbery units. Baloyi's argued that Mqunu could not have known this for sure, as the directive itself makes no mention of such integration. Newswatch's Anastasi Mukhobu reports.
Baloyi's argument leaned on a letter issued by the now suspended Deputy National Commissioner for Crime Detection, Shadrack Sibiya, instructing task team members to return to their stations.
So it seems you and General Sibiya had different ideas about this. And for me, that's part of the problem that naturally follows from a failure to speak to your managers about your intention and how you see it playing out.
Mqunu then attempted to present his own interpretation of Sibiya's letter, but Baloyi cut him off, saying what he was trying to do would not work.
Minister, no, we can't do that. Please don't do that.
Anastasia Mukhobu, Pretoria.
And 8 members of an NGO that were detained in Burkina Faso on suspicion of spying have been freed. A group from the Netherlands-based safety organization were arrested in October. The NGO, which goes by the acronym INSO, provides security analyses for other humanitarian organizations. Burkinabe authorities had claimed the group had collected and passed on sensitive security information about the country to foreign powers and that its members continued to work covertly despite being banned. In July, Burkina Faso's military junta revoked the authorization of 21 NGOs working in the country, including INSO. The NGO has confirmed its staff have now been released. The top story, Etiquini Mayor Cyril Tlaba says Durban is entering the festive season with stable water services for the first time in 5 years. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rassie Erasmus has extended his contract with the Springboks until 2031. Nick Hatton to lead the Sharks against Toulouse in the Champions Cup this weekend as John Plumtree steps down as head coach. And Australia finished day 2 on 378 for 6, leading England by 44 runs.